Blackstone Audio presents Charles Darwin, Victorian Mythmaker, by A.N. Wilson. This book is read by Richard Burnup.
Death to the weak. That is the watchword of what we might call the equestrian order established in every nation of the earth. For there is a wealthy class in every country, and that death sentence is deeply engraved on the heart of every nobleman or millionaire. Take a few steps farther down the ladder of creation. If a barnyard fowl falls sick, the other hens hunt it around, attack it, scratch out its feathers, and peck it to death. Honoré de Balzac, The Wild Ass's Skin. Prelude. Darwin was wrong. That was the unlooked-for conclusion to which I was inexorably led while writing this book. To write the life of this Victorian titan was an ambition which had been at the back of my mind for a quarter of a century. In 1999, I published a book about the Victorian crisis of faith, whose title was borrowed from a poem by Thomas Hardy, God's Funeral. Subsequently, I wrote a general survey of the period, the Victorians, and later a biography of their monarch and figurehead, Victoria. It was irresistible to return to their most famous intellectual revolutionary, the more so since the last major biography...